Hello and welcome to The Wanderer, the Anglo-Saxon history and mythology podcast, The Mysterious Village. In the heart of the Anglo-Saxon countryside, nestled between rolling hills and dense forests, there lay a small and mysterious village. The villagers were a close-knit community bound by ancient traditions and secrets passed down through generations. Among these secrets was the legend of the Anglo-Saxon werewolves, a tale that sent shivers down the spines of the villagers. Edric, a young and curious blacksmith's apprentice, was fascinated by the stories of these mythical creatures. As the village prepared for the harvest festival, Edric couldn't shake the feeling that something extraordinary was about to unfold. The Harvest Moon. As the harvest moon rose high in the sky, casting an eerie glow over the village, the air was thick with anticipation. The villagers gathered in the town square, their faces illuminated by flickering torches. Edric couldn't resist the pull of the moon's enchanting light and decided to venture into the surrounding woods. Deep within the ancient forest, he stumbled upon a hidden clearing, and to his astonishment, a group of villagers cloaked in hooded robes stood in a circle, chanting ancient incantations. In the centre of the circle, a massive wolf emerged, its eyes gleaming with an otherworldly intensity. The Pact. Edric watched in awe as the villagers performed a ritual that seemed to bind them to the majestic werewolf. As the chants grew bolder, the wolf's form shifted, and it transformed into a human-like figure. The villagers, now revealed as werewolves themselves, welcomed their pack member with solemn nods. Suddenly, Edric found himself discovered by the pack, and fear gripped him as they surrounded him. But instead of attacking, the pack leader approached him with an air of authority. The leader, a wise elder named Wulfric, saw the curiosity in Edric's eyes and decided to share the ancient pack that had kept their kind hidden for centuries. The Curse and the Gift. Wulfric explained that the werewolf curse had been both a burden and a gift, passed down through generations. The curse compelled them to transform under the full moon, but it also granted them strength, heightened senses, and a connection to the natural world. The villagers had formed a pact with the werewolves, providing them with protection and sustenance in exchange for their mystical powers. Intrigued by the revelation, Edric was torn between fear and fascination. Wulfric sensed the young blacksmith's inner turmoil and offered him a choice, to embrace the gift or to remain an outsider to their secret world. Embracing the call. As the days passed, Edric wrestled with his decision. The moon waned and waxed, and the villagers returned to its normal routine. However, the memory of the werewolf pack lingered in his mind. One night, unable to resist the call any longer, Edric ventured into the forest alone. The moon hung full and luminous in the sky, casting its enchantment over the landscape. Edric felt the transformation begin, his body contorting as he embraced the power that surged within him. The pack unleashed. Edric awoke in the clearing, surrounded by his newfound pack. The experience was both exhilarating and terrifying. The pack ran through the woods, their senses heightened and their howls echoing through the night. Edric felt a connection to nature that he had never known before. However, with the morning light, the reality of the curse set in. Edric grappled with the dual nature of his existence, torn between the human and beast. Within, the village remained oblivious to the secret pact, but Edric couldn't escape the feeling that their peaceful coexistence was delicate. A threat emerges. As weeks passed, a shadow fell over the village. A rival faction, aware of the werewolf pack's existence, sought to exploit their powers for their own gain. Edric and the pack faced a new threat, one that could expose them to the outside world and bring about their downfall. Wulfric, recognising the danger, convened a council of elders to strategise. Edric, now fully integrated into the pack, became an essential part of their plans. The village's future depended on their ability to navigate the intricate web of alliances and rivalries. The battle for survival. As tensions were escalating, the rival faction launched an attack on the village. The night was filled with the sounds of clashing swords, howling wolves, and the crackling of magical energies. Edric, embracing both his human and wolf forms, fought alongside the pack to defend their home. The battle was fierce, and the outcome hung in the balance. In the midst of the chaos, Edric confronted the rival faction's leader, a formidable adversary with dark intentions. The clash between the two unleashed a wave of mystical energy, revealing the true extent of Edric's powers. A new beginning. The battle's aftermath left the village scared but victorious. The rival faction was driven away, their plans thwarted by the unity and strength of the werewolf. The villagers, unaware of the supernatural forces at play, celebrated their triumph, attributing it to their resilience and courage. Edric, now a respected member of the pack, stood alongside Wulfric as they gazed at the moonlit landscape. The village, once shrouded in mystery, had found a fragile peace. The werewolves, bound by their ancient pact, continued to protect the village from the shadows, their existence known only to a chosen few. A legacy unveiled. As the seasons changed, the village thrived, and the werewolf pack endured, Edric having found his place within the pack, embraced his dual nature as both a human and a werewolf. The villagers, oblivious to the supernatural forces that safeguarded them, carried on with their lives, their fate, intertwined with the enigmatic beings that roamed the forest under the glow of the moon. And so the legend of the Anglo-Saxon werewolves lived on, a tale whispered around hearth fires and passed down through generations, the village forever touched by the mystical bond between humans and wolves, stood as a testament to the enduring power of ancient pacts and the resilience of those who dared to bridge the gap between the mundane and the supernatural. Thank you for listening to The Wanderer, the Anglo-Saxon History and Mythological Podcast.